You are listening to the Icehouse Podcast, hosting conversations with gritty Kiwi business owners and leaders and industry-leading minds.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Icehouse Podcast. My name's Priya, and I have the pleasure of chatting to some of our wonderful co-working residents. Today, I'm joined by Tane, who is the founder of Invio and co-founder of Maui 63. I'm really excited to chat, and welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
So we like to kick off with some quick fire. And so the first question I want to ask is, what's your coffee order?
Long black.
Long black, yeah. Strong. And next question is, when are you most productive?
I'm most productive when the work's challenging,
yeah,
and I'm enjoying it and working on probably a technical problem.
Awesome, love that. When you were younger, what kind of job did you dream of having when you grew up?
It's funny, I was actually talking about this with my girlfriend and mother the other night, and yeah, I never had one.
Oh, wow.
I never had something that I wanted to be.
Yeah, interesting. What was your first job?
It was at Warehouse Stationery, selling printers and computers.
Nice,
the age of 14,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. And what's your favourite thing to do when you're not working?
Probably eating and drinking with friends at the moment.
Yeah.
Or some sort of recreational activities with the boys. But
Nah, that's cool. Love that. So getting into our deeper questions now, I wanted to start off by asking, who is Tane? That's a big one. What are you passionate about?
So, what I'm passionate about, I'm really passionate about technology and how it can help humans and society and, well, anything as a whole, right? I think there's some huge improvements in the way that we do things around the world, and I think technology can really help, you know, solve some of the most challenging problems that we see going forward. Could have some negative impacts as well, but I think if it's done right, we can make positive change and really make a difference.
Yeah. So would you say you are a technology lover?
Yeah, definitely a technology lover, yeah.
Yeah.
And a technology activist, you could say.
Yeah. Nice. So you're involved with two businesses, Maui 63 and Invio, which I mentioned earlier. Tell us about both of those.
Yeah, so both of them come from this idea that, you know, I really like the idea that we can teach computers to see. So that's computer vision, so it's sort of an AI space. And a computer can see things. So Maui 63 was the first one. So Maui 63 is a not-for-profit. We're a full charitable trust. Our mission is to collect data about endangered marine mammals in the ocean. So to do that, we use really big drones, like 5-6 meter wingspan, fully autonomous. They fly for like 120 k's an hour for 6 hours at a time. So essentially big transects over the ocean. I don't know if you've tried to find marine mammals or animals in the ocean with a downwards facing camera. It's really hard. Mm-hmm. So we use computer vision to watch the footage or photos to identify those animals. And then from there, we can pair them with the GPS data and then collect all that data and centralize it. And we've got other projects around, you know, cell phones and using AI to find marine mammals, identify them uniquely. You know, we do a whole bunch of things. But our core mission is collect data and make it publicly available to everybody that needs it. Researchers, government, businesses, fishing companies, etc. We're not biased, and so that decisions can be made of how to like better protect these animals. Data-driven decisions, not just thumb sucks or we thought we saw some over here.
Mm.
Some real evidence to support the right way to protect animals, and you know, put sustainability measures or restrictions in place, etc.
Wow.
So, and then Invio.
Mm-hmm.
Invio focuses on detecting unsafe behaviour in the workplace. So we use computer vision AI to watch essentially what people are doing in dangerous work environments. So people don't need to watch it. It's not Big Brother. We're looking for just unsafe practices. When that happens, the event essentially causes a breach. That goes up into a platform, and that platform's all driven around coaching. So how do we really make a difference within these workplaces? You know, we identify these things that could mean someone doesn't go home at night, ensure that they're coaching, and then reduce that overall risk in the workplace.
Yeah, wow, that's brilliant. And I was actually on your website yesterday for Invio, and I was amazed and blown away because I'd never actually seen anything like that.
Right.
I didn't even know anything like that exists, but that's brilliant. And I watched, there was so many different scenarios where it actually detected what was wrong and then what needed to be done, and it was really, really cool.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So people you know, they get trained, they don't want to put themselves into risk, but over time you get complacent.
Yeah.
And so all we're doing is trying to identify that complacency, remind them of it, make sure, ensure the coaching's done, and then just reduce that risk.
Yeah. And what led you to bring that idea to life?
I worked for a steel company, Vulcan Steel, for a long time.
Yeah.
And the idea was actually incepted there. So, James Wells, a co-founder, a colleague of mine, originally we were at a Microsoft conference and saw computer vision, and he was thinking about, hey, how can we apply this at Vulcan? The idea of detecting hivers came up, and that's really where the idea started, and then from there it's grown into what's in VR now.
Wow, that's brilliant, awesome. How do you balance the two businesses?
Yeah, so that's a good question. Envio is my full-time commitment. That's how I can make money and pay the bills. Maui 63 is a passion project. It's my hobby.
Yeah.
Quite lucky, you know, Maui 63 is not that demanding.
Yeah.
Nothing has to be done today, if that makes sense. Like, yes, we need to be out there and surveying, but it's, you know, the marine mammals aren't going away that fast that we need to be doing it every day and really pushing really hard.
Yeah.
We've gotten it to the point that operationally it's standalone now, so the guys go out and do the surveying. I don't have to be involved from side. But really I think I just prioritize everything that I need to do together. It all lives in a single Kanban board. Gets reprioritized all the time. I just limit what I'm working on and make sure I'm working on the most important thing. It could be a mix of something from my personal life, something for MVO, or something from Maui 63, and that's how I sort of balance between it all.
Awesome. So, how would you describe a day in the life of Tane?
Oh, every day is really different.
Yeah.
I'm always just working on something different.
Yeah.
It could be anything from fundraising to building something with a team for a customer or training a model to help move some things along from a development perspective. So, yeah, I like change. I like things to be different.
Awesome.
Who knows?
That's exciting. And how does being based at the Ice House's co-working space play into leading these businesses?
I really like it's a very flexible space, so people can come and go, and both from different organisations. We also have a lot of overlap, right? They're both computer vision based companies, so it means teams from one another can come in. They can also intermingle and mix. It's really relaxed here, right? People don't mind if I have someone in on a desk for a day to come and hang out. It's super easy and flexible. I really like that. And then I think, you know, the other component is just other people around doing different and interesting things and also facing a lot of the same problems, right? So I'm having those people to talk to.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so what do you have any thoughts on just co-working spaces in general?
Yeah, I think when you have a startup and a small team like we do, it's really nice for them as well. You know, we're only a team of five at the moment, if you talk of MVO, growing at the moment, but it's nice for the team to have other people around, like you're in a bigger environment, especially on Friday, right? You have some peers, there's a larger group, play some games, whatever. That's really nice, I think, and a nice way to create new connections that aren't necessarily just in your company.
Yeah, no, I love that. Is this your first experience in a co-working space?
Second
one. Yep. Oh. Awesome. This is my first experience. Where was your first experience? Was it in Auckland?
Yeah, we were up in Eden Terrace prior to this.
Oh, okay.
But we moved down to Ice House because it's a bit more hustle.
Yeah.
People doing some more similar stuff.
Yeah.
The other space we're in wasn't very, you know, tech orientated or startup orientated. It was more construction companies and contractors and that type of thing.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Awesome. So I guess coming off the back of that, do you have any favourite elements from the co-working space?
Yeah, I think the key one is chatting to other people. So be it another founder.
Yeah.
You know, they're disconnected from you.
Yeah.
And quite happy to listen. Or maybe they share a problem they're having, right? And that does happen. And it can be quite nice, and it can be quite a good, I suppose, stress reliever, right? Just to talk about it, get someone else's opinion. It's suddenly feels a lot easier having those conversations, and I think Ice House really provides a nice environment for that.
Awesome, like people who get it, right?
Yeah, we're going through similar stuff.
Awesome, yeah. Who is one interesting person you've met from the space, and why were they interesting?
Mediana, she's another founder here in the space. I really like to hear her opinion and experiences. She's further along in her journey than I am. She's got, yeah, she's done really well, super successful, very nice to talk to, quite inspiring, and always will, you know, lend an ear and happy to chat. So
awesome.
She's actually who dragged us down here in the first place.
Oh, did she?
I came here to meet her as a friend's recommendation, yeah, to have a chat, and that's when we moved here a month later.
Oh, wow. And when was that?
Don't know. 8 months ago?
8 months ago. Yeah. Oh, wow. Awesome. What has been a big win from your career journey so far?
I think I've just been really lucky to have such a broad array of different experiences. So, you know, conservation, IT, now the AI, computer vision space, and, you know, all the experiences that brings and all the learning that brings.
Yeah, awesome. Love that. And on the other side of that, what are some key learnings from the journey so far?
Yeah, so I think key learnings are, the biggest one is probably, you know, having all those different experiences, good and bad, but taking the time to reflect on them and learn from them.
Awesome.
You know, really putting that time aside to go, hey, like, you know, you really screwed that up.
Yeah.
Why, how, what am I going to learn from it? What am I going to do next time? Or that went really well, why? And again, you can learn from both sides. So putting that time aside to do that reflection, I think, is really important.
Yeah, and I was just going to ask you what some advice you would give to your younger self, and yeah, I feel like you might just say what you just said.
Take some time, reflect on things, write it down,
yeah,
brainstorm around it, awesome, and maybe make some actions out of it if you can.
Yeah, awesome. And just to finish off, I wanted to ask you, what's a goal that you have going forward?
Yeah, I think the goal is just to enjoy the journey and the experiences that are coming. I think, you know, if you frame it the right way, be it hard or going really well, you need to make sure that you're enjoying it the whole time, because one, for me personally, that makes me a lot more productive. And, you know, being more enjoyable, yeah, means I get more done. That's probably it, yeah.
Awesome.
All I really want to do is continue to enjoy what I'm doing going forward, continue to give back where I can, and continue to try and make a difference.
Love that. I really like the one where you said just enjoying what you do going forward, because that's always important, right? Just making sure you actually are passionate and enjoying it and having a good time.
Yeah, and sometimes it's just about how you're framing it.
Like, yeah,
there might not actually be anything wrong.
Yeah.
You know, but then that reflecting and coming back to it can really, you know, change your own mindset.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you're passionate and enjoying what you're doing again.
Awesome. Love it.
Cool.
Well, thanks for joining me on the podcast, Tane, and I'm sharing a little bit more about NVO and Maui 63. And it was great to have you on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.